For the last 10 years, fireworks launched from barges have arced over the darkened skies of Hong Kong Harbor, ringing in the new year. They've grown to an operation costing nearly $2 million and a sponsorship opportunity for a major Chinese bank. Not this year. The Hong Kong Tourism Board announced Tuesday those fireworks will be canceled. A smaller set of fireworks will be launched from a series of rooftops, as long as the board can work out details with building landlords. Other news from the Tourism Bureau Tuesday included word of a 56% drop in visitor arrivals for November compared to a year earlier. That's a sharper fall than the last 2 months, which showed year-to-year declines of 34% in September and 44% in October. That erosion of visitors is matched by Hong Kong's hometown airline. Cathay Pacific shares that same pattern, a quickening pace of drop-off for travelers into Hong Kong. The tourism board is battling what it sees as misconceptions about safety in the city. It's launching an online campaign aimed at overseas travelers called Hong Kong Is On, with discounts and special offers. The board's executive director told reporters, "Hong Kong is not dangerous, it's only inconvenient." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.